Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion. Penny. With Penelope Noir.
Penny.
Hi.
Up to.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a cold. You're having a sophisticated look today.
Am I? Oh, yeah, I've got big shoes on.
You've got a kimono on.
Yes, this is a mica kind of thing with leather on it, which is which is probably not too good about considering what I'm going to talk about, which is kind of quite serious today.
Oh, cool. Yay. Let the party begin. Off you go. You're skating.
Okay, so just reading stuff over the weekend, and I like to read The Guardian because I, you know, it's after the Daily
like to
Mail
read the newspaper. Yep.
Yeah, I noticed that ASOS is going to ban from its site mohair, cashmere, and silk from 2019, which is a continuation on. They're also going to ban down, feather down, teeth, bone, and mother of pearl products.
Now that includes tusks.
Yep. So everything like that, and this is following on
sound
from
like some
a
sort of tusk enthusiast there, eh?
I'm into tusks.
Okay, through my week's order, all those tusks I want there.
Tusk necklace, and this kind of follows on from Peter releasing some footage of some farms in South Africa where 50% of Angora and cashmere goats are, you know, produced to produce cashmere and mohair, and just like the cruelty and things like that. And I've read more, and Topshop, H&M and Zara have also done this. They kind of announced it about a month ago, and Gucci, Michael Kors and Versace have pledged to go fur-free. But it made me kind of think about, like, you know, how bad like, you just don't kind of think about how bad these things are. Like, and so I've been doing some more reading. I'm not going to go into the details because it is quite upsetting. And if you do want to learn more, you should probably go to the Peter website. And I'd always thought that they were kind of like the people that looked after just, you know, protecting fur and that sort of thing. But they're even talking about wool now. Like, there's stories about the Australian industry with sheep shearers being on amphetamine and things like this and mistreating the animals.
Australians on amphetamines?
Yep. And just because they've got like such a large quota of like sheep shearing and things like that. And also feathers, you know, because the people, you know, it's that thing where you're thinking, oh, well,
sheep
this
don't even have feathers.
Well, you know what I mean, like geese.
Sure.
But it's that thing where you kind of think, well, I always kind of thought, well, oh, there's all these geese kind of living this lovely life in a meadow somewhere.
Just and shaking off feathers, going, okay, I've got too many feathers.
And people are just picking them up.
Please, would you know? I'd love to donate these feathers to someone's sleep, someone's pillow. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you just, like, you just don't kind of think about it. But in actual fact, they're kind of like pulling those feathers off birds that are alive. And those feathers are there for a purpose, you know. They're there to keep them warm and, you know, and it's quite funny because you think about people that are kind of quite ethical, like Angelina Jolie, but she wore a feather dress to the Critics' Choice Awards, you know, so then, and like Katy Perry wore those massive wings to the Met Gala. And you don't kind of really think about...
I don't know if they were real wings, though.
No, but they were another animal's real wings.
Were
at
they?
One point.
What sort of animal? Because they're pretty big wings. Well, they have massive, know, like jumbo swan.
An X-Man.
Oh, okay. No, there's not many of them either. So,
no, yeah, and so like there's other kind of organisations like the Responsible Down Standard. And it's kind of responsibledownstandard.org, and it's actually a voluntary global standard for feathers and the use of down. Apparently down is produced in China, like 80% of the world's down. And it kind of talks about how animals are like force-fed and all that kind of thing, and, you know. But I guess the kind of most important thing is that people are kind of like really thinking about where the products are coming from now, and looking for alternatives, and kind of just being more morally responsible for someone's behaviour. And I think the thing that I like the most is the fact that these kind of like high street brands are listening to their consumers, who are saying, you know, we don't want to buy these products anymore because it's not ethical. Those animals aren't, you know, they're They're like,
so it leads itself to the bigger conversation, doesn't it, about food and
yeah.
Oh, hey, what are you doing sitting on the back of that horse? Get off. What are you doing? The horse doesn't want you doing that.
Was it Silk as well?
So what do you mean this is your dog? What do you mean your dog?
Because I feel like that's something that most people would, like, I didn't know that, you would never pick up on.
Yeah, Silk as well. So, like, I guess there's always going to be, like, people that are producing these products ethically.
I'm sure that they do overwork the pupae of the salt moth. I mean, how do they do that? I can't remember how they just pull it out the bottom.
Boil it.
Yeah, they boil it out of the... Like
out of the cocoon, really. They boil it out.
Yeah, that's the unethical side of things. So, you know, and
is,
like,
that because of time restraints?
Yeah,
they want to, like,
hammer it out, get that silk stuff out, out there now on the shelves.
Yeah, but this is the thing, you know, it's that, like, you know, you think, oh, these are natural products, you know, and there are kind of total ethical ways of producing the products, but then people kind of, like, want to save money, the demand is high, so they kind of cut corners, and that's when the abuse of the animals comes.
But there is the other side to it too, and I don't disagree with what you're saying, but the other side to it too, so then the only place you're going to be able to buy a cashmere scarf will be from a really, really high-end retailer who can guarantee it's ethical, but it means they can charge the roof for it as well.
Yeah, but it's going to cost more to be ethical, you know, because it's going to take the time.
It's going to suddenly become a luxury item.
Yeah.
And so it's always going to be at the risk.
I feel like people always thought, you know, cashmere or wool is, like, the better way to go.
I bought a cashmere jumper once, and it was just so, it was like putting on a cloud. And I brought it up to BFM one day and left it up here, and I came back the next day, gone.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
Spewing about that.
Yeah, and I mean,
I took it too. It's still in the book.
I would always love to own a, you know, cashmere sweater and stuff like that, but I think now that if I was purchasing it, I would be spending a year's pay on it and thinking about where it came from, you know. And I'm not saying that I'm completely ethical. I wear leather. You know, I'm not, you know, I eat meat, you know, so...
Meat!
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Which is, you know, which is not...
That's what I mean. This is, I mean...
Yeah, so it's like,
any sort,
you know,
of farming for any sort of, you know, does any sort of animal that's... Does it... How far does it go? Not, like I say, I don't disagree with it at all, but how far does it go? Does it go... Any animal that's been grown for the purpose of?
Yeah.
You know?
Sort of, yeah. I think a lot of it, though, to start with, is about the treatment of the animals that are being...
Yeah. So, I mean, would you say wool, and, like, you've seen sheep shearing over here. As far as we can tell, they're not on the crack.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, it's the abuse of the animals, you know, like, so.
But have you seen they chuck them around a wee bit?
Yeah. I know. It's just like, I don't know. I just find it so, it was kind of.
Conflicting. Really, you're quite conflicted about this, aren't you?
Yeah. And it really bummed me out when you read about what happens to animals. Mm. It's just like, you know.
Yeah. Like, you mean like in an abattoir? Just terrific.
Yeah.
I feel like mostly just with the mohair and the cashmere, it's just that it seems quite like it's been undercover.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know.
Like,
and, like,
everyone talks about fur and that, but not really.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's always going to lead to this,
fabrics,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And still fur still trucks along, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
there's still nasty fur farmers out there, and there's still people that think they look good and they'll buy it.
Yeah, I did read somewhere, though, that, you know, that England is thinking about banning fur, which is quite interesting, given that they still do fox hunting.
Can I just ask a question? We talked about this on the radio the other day. Just as an aside, what do people hunt over here when there's a hunt?
Boar.
Do they?
Boar. Yeah.
Like a hunt with like a, you know, 20 people on horseback with dogs. They hunt a boar.
Oh no, I think that's rabbits. I think they hunt rabbits.
Isn't it birds as well? Is it birds?
Birds and rabbits.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about birds, but
I don't know.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. It's weird though, eh?
I guess for some reason I can kind of understand why, because a fox is wily and fast and kind of exotic.
Yeah, but I think they're an endangered species.
Yeah. Like, maybe. We'll speak to an animal expert about that.
Duck shooting.
No. You know when you've got, like, a, you know, like the Papatoni hunters or something,
when they get the horses out and they're all like, someone's got a trumpet.
Yeah, that sort of business.
Yeah, I think it's rabbits.
Rabbits?
I think they hunt rabbits, yeah. Because, well, we don't have any foxes.
You can tie your legs together and hunt rabbits. It's not that hard.
I don't know, I could be completely wrong.
Anyway, that's an aside. But anyway, no, you make a very interesting, you've thrown a very interesting and quite serious topic into the mix, Penny.
Yeah, but someone's texting to say, should we talk about Milena's
jacket?
Yes.
I'll just speak to this caller first. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Just wanted to let you know about hunting.
Yes.
So in England, fox hunting's now been banned.
Yay! Okay.
So what do they hunt?
A few. There are nothing anymore. So the hunts that they do over here and over there are called drag hunts. And what they do
they
is
do
they
a
get,
drag? What?
They get a rag with some aniseed on it, and they drag it behind a horse across a set course, and then they leave it at the end for the dogs to find, because the hounds love aniseed.
Really? licorice lovers.
It's super lame, though, isn't it? Really?
That's what they've always done in New Zealand. Yeah, they've never actually hunted live things over here.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't have a problem with that.
Come, follow me! I can smell the aniseed!
So you don't think the little horsey people are all terrible like they were in England, but anyway.
No, all right, thank you very much for that, caller. Appreciate it.
No worries, mate. See you.
What were you going to say, Benny?
Somebody checks in to ask about Milena's
jacket.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Absurd. So absurd. I don't care, do you? I don't really care, does it say?
No, I think it was that she was like, I'm going to wear this jacket that's $39 so that people can see that I'm not all about money, but then I won't look at the back of it. Or something, I don't know.
She didn't realise.
Yeah, but she's going to wear one of the big cock and balls painted on the back as well? Yeah. It's like, no, of course she realised.
She knew, she just didn't think.
Nothing surprised me anymore, nothing.
Yeah, she didn't equate to anything.
Like, Donald Trump's head could pop off and potato salad could explode out of it and and then a little hot air balloon with an alien going, flying just floats out of the corpse. I just go, oh, yeah.
Yep, you won't be surprised.
He's not going to get in again or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Is fur good question? Is fur ethically any worse than leather if the animal is treated humanely?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, it's also like, you know, we have we use possum fur here, and that's considered to be ethical because it's a pest, you know. So it's kind of, but if the animal's not treated very nicely, then is it ethical? You know, I don't know.
Oh, I see. Thanks,
I've
Penny.
Thanks
very much, Penny. Cheers. Yep.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Going to spend the whole day going to work or school, just going.